Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
Shooter!
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances. We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show.
Money.
some G money. Come on now. Some G money. The bill's coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see what a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G money. The pimp's coming. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G money. If I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, all right, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And it's time for the sports report. Let's talk basketball.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball.
Well, let's talk basketball. All right, we're talking NBA, WNBA, and college basketball. Well, right now, we're going through the NBA, and we had 23 games this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We went over 7 games on Thursday, which was the first week that we did NBA basketball, and I won 4 out of the 7 games. I was 4-3 on Thursday. So now we got to do the scores for my picks on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, DJ Papa D, do you have the games and my predictions for the win? For the games on Friday, I think we had 8 or 9 games that played on Friday.
I have the scores for the games on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Starting on Friday, the Indiana Pacers beat the Sacramento Kings 107 to 104. Who did you choose?
Oh, I think I picked the Sacramento Kings to beat Indiana. So that's a loss for G Money. I'm 0-1 for Friday's game. All right, game number two on Friday.
Game number two, the Detroit Pistons beat the Charlotte Hornets 118 to 112.
Oh, wow. I picked the Charlotte Hornets to beat the Detroit Pistons. So I'm 0-2 for the second day of the basketball. Okay, I'm 0-2. Now let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the Portland Trail Blazers beat the Washington Wizards 124 to 116.
All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. That's who I picked, Portland, to win the game. So I'm 1-2 now. Let's go to game number four.
Game number four, the Phoenix Suns beat the Boston Celtics 106 to 94.
Okay. That was two top teams in the NBA. And I'm not sure which one I think. I think I picked the Boston Celtics to win that game. And the Phoenix Suns won the game? All right. Well, that's a loss for G Money. I knew I should have picked Phoenix for the game, but I thought Boston was going to win that one. I thought they had a better record. Okay, so I'm 1-3. Let's go to game number five.
Game number five, the Philadelphia 76ers beat the San Antonio Spurs 137 to 125.
Okay, I picked the Philadelphia 76ers to win the game. So that's two wins for G Money and three losses. So let's go to game number six.
Game number six, the Toronto Raptors beat the Houston Rockets 117 to 111.
All right. I think I bet on the Toronto Raptors to beat Houston. So that makes me 3-3. Let's go to game number seven.
Game number seven, the Orlando Magic beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 127 to 120.
Ooh, really? Man, I thought the Timberwolves would win that game. All right, Orlando won, so that's a loss for G Money. So that's four losses for me. So I got three wins and four losses. So let's go to game number eight.
Game number eight and the final game for Friday, the Atlanta Hawks beat the Utah Jazz 115 to 108.
I think I bet on Atlanta to beat Utah. I think I did. So that's a win for G Money. So I'm 4-4 for Friday's game. So I broke even. I went 500 on Friday. Okay, so I'm 4-3 on Thursday. And then I'm 4-4 on Friday. That means I'm 8-7 going into Saturday's game. Okay, let's see what happened in game number one on Saturday.
Game number one on Saturday, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Los Angeles Lakers 131 to 126.
All right. I bet the Pelicans to win because they were playing in Louisiana. So I picked the Pelicans to win. So that's a win for G Bunny. So I'm 1-0 on Saturday's game. So game number two.
Game number two, the Brooklyn Nets beat the Washington Wizards 125-123.
All right. I bet on the Brooklyn Nets to win. So that's another win for G Money. So I'm 2-0 on my Saturday picks. So let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the L.A. Clippers beat the New York Knicks in overtime, 134-128.
Ooh, I think I picked the Knicks to beat the Clippers. I think I did. I picked the Clippers to lose to the Knicks. So that's a loss for G Money. So I'm 2-1 now. Let's go to game number four.
Game number four, the Phoenix Suns beat the Detroit Pistons 116-100.
Yep, I bet on the Phoenix Suns to beat Detroit. So that's a win for G Money. So that makes me 3-1 for week.
3-1, that's right. Right,
all right,
3-1.
Let's go to game number five.
Game number five, the Chicago Bulls beat the Portland Trail Blazers 129-121.
Ooh, Portland got beat by the last team in the NBA? The Chicago Bulls are in last place in the NBA. Okay, and they beat somebody. All right, well, that's a loss for G Money. So that makes me 3-2. So let's go to game number six.
Game number six, the Oklahoma City Thunder whooped the Houston Rockets 153-121.
Yeah, okay. I bet on Oklahoma to beat Houston because I thought Houston would be tired because they had just played Friday night. So I thought they would be a little tired running the court 2 days in a row. So that's a win for G Money. So that's, what, 5 wins and 2 losses? So let's go to game number eight.
I think that was 4 wins and 2 losses.
Okay.
Game number seven. The Miami Heat lost to the Milwaukee Bucks. 123-115.
I picked the Milwaukee Bucks to beat the Heat. So that's a win for G Money. So that's 5-2. And let's go to game number eight.
Game number eight, the Golden State Warriors beat the Dallas Mavericks 119-113.
Well, I know Golden State is the defending world champions, and Dallas Mavericks lost to them in the playoffs last year. So I don't know. Did I pick Dallas to beat Golden State? Because they got a better record than Golden State.
I believe you did.
I think I went with the Dallas Mavericks. Okay, so that's a loss for G Money. So that's 3 losses and 5 wins. So that's 5-3. So that's 8 games. Let's go to game number 9.
Game number 9 and the final game on Saturday, the Denver Nuggets beat the Atlanta Hawks 128-108.
Yep, I bet on the Denver Nuggets because they're in first place in the Western Conference. So I bet on Denver to win. So that's 6-3. So I did pretty good on Saturday. I won 6-3. So let's see. That's the total of 4-3. And what was Friday's score? 4-4. So That means I was 8-7, and then 6-3 is 14, and 3 is 10. So 14-10 going into game, into Sunday's game, I'm 14-10. So let's see what I do on Sunday.
Game number one on Sunday, the Orlando Magic beat the Charlotte Hornets 119-113.
Who did I pick to win that game? Orlando Magic against the Charlotte Hornets. I don't remember. I think I picked Charlotte because I think Charlotte has a better record than the Charlotte Hornets. So I think I picked the Orlando Magic. So we'll say I'm 1-0 on Sunday's game. Let's go to game number two.
Game number two, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Indiana Pacers 122-103.
Cleveland, they had a better record than Indianapolis. So I think I picked Cleveland to beat Indiana because Indiana had lost 2 games already that week. So I think I picked Cleveland to beat Indiana. So that's 2-0 on Sunday's game. So let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the New York Knicks beat the Philadelphia 76ers 108-97.
Wow. I think I
pretty
picked
sure you
Philadelphia
bet on the Sixers.
Yeah, I think I bet on the Sixers because they have a better record than the Knicks. Okay, so that's a loss for G-Money. So I'm 2-1. Let's go to game number four on Sunday.
Game number four was the Toronto Raptors against the Memphis Grizzlies. Who did you have in that game?
I had the Memphis Grizzlies against the Toronto Raptors.
Ah, too bad. The Toronto Raptors beat the Grizzlies 106-103.
Oh, man. Okay, so that's a loss for G-Money. Because I thought the Memphis Grizzlies, they're number two in the Western Conference. How could they lose to a team that wasn't even ranked? That's what I can't understand. Okay, because Toronto ain't even ranked in the top 10. In the NBA. So that's what I was betting on. Okay, so that's a loss for G Money. So I'm 2-2 going into game number five.
Game number five, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Sacramento Kings 136-104.
I think I bet on the Pelicans. So that's 3 wins and 2 losses. Let's go to game number 6.
Game number 6 is the Denver Nuggets versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. Who'd you have in that game?
Oh, the Denver Nuggets, for sure. Taking the first-place team against the second-place team. I took the Denver Nuggets for the win.
All right. Well, the Denver Nuggets got whooped by the Minnesota Timberwolves 128-98. So that's a loss for G Money.
Oh, no. They got beat. Oh, I guess they were tired. They played 3 days in a row. But Memphis got beat 2 of the 3 days they played. So it was about time for them to win. So, okay. Well, that's a loss for G Money. So I'm 4-2 on Sunday. Okay. 4-2 on Sunday. So let's go to game number 7.
There are only 6 games on Sunday, so that gives you a record on Sunday of 4-2 and gives you a total win-loss record for the weekend of 18 wins and 12 losses.
Woo! 18 wins, 12 losses. Oh, that was a good week for G-Money. 18 wins and 12 losses. Oh, yeah. And that was the first week of the NBA that we were picking. So we'll see what happens this week on week number 2, picking the NBA. All right. So the games that are played tonight on Monday, and we'll go over these games tomorrow on Tuesday, and we'll go over the standings of all of the teams, the top 10 teams in the Eastern Conference and the top 10 teams of the Western Conference, and we'll see what they stand up like tomorrow. Okay, so Monday's games, who plays tonight? And let me pick a winner for tonight's game.
All right, first game today is the Cleveland Cavaliers playing the Washington Wizards.
Okay, I'm taking Cleveland. What's the point spread? Let's do the point spread this time. Give me a little hint.
Okay, let me look up the point spread here. Point spread for Cleveland, Washington is, oh, they're giving the Washington Wizards 3 points.
Okay. I'm taking Cleveland for the win.
Okay. Cleveland for the win. Game number 2, the Boston Celtics are playing the Detroit Pistons. And they're giving the Pistons 10 points.
Yep. I'm taking Boston for the win.
All right. Celtics for the win. Game number 3, the L.A. Clippers are playing the Brooklyn Nets. And they're giving the Nets 8.5 points.
They're giving the Nets 8.5 points? They think the Clippers are that much better? Maybe I need to pick the Clippers to win.
That's right. The Boston Nets are having a problem. Okay, I'm going to take the Clippers for the win.
So we'll take Clippers for the win.
All right.
Tomorrow.
Clippers for the win. Clippers for the win. Game number 4, the San Antonio Spurs are playing the Chicago Bulls. And they're giving the Spurs 9.5 points.
They're giving the Spurs? Oh, man, the Spurs must really be bad if they're going to lose to the last place team in the NBA. The Chicago Bulls are at the bottom. So where are they playing? Maybe that'll make a difference.
They're playing in Chicago. They're playing in Chicago.
They're playing in Chicago? Okay. Well, San Antonio Spurs playing Chicago Bulls. I'm going to take the Bulls to win that game. I can't believe the Spurs are going to beat the Bulls, especially in Chicago. So I'm going to take the Bulls for the win.
All right,
even
Bulls for the win.
Spurs had those extra points. I'm taking the Bulls for the win. Okay, what game is that?
That's game number 4 out of 8.
Okay, so let's go to game number 5.
Game number 5, the Sacramento Kings are playing the Houston Rockets in Houston, and they're giving the Rockets 6.5 points.
Okay, I'm taking the Sacramento Kings for the win. They should beat Houston this time around.
All right, Kings for the win. Game number six, the Dallas Mavericks are playing the Utah Jazz. And let's see, they're giving the Mavericks 9.5 points.
We just went through that. Didn't Dallas just play Utah and did they lose to Utah?
Nope.
When they just played them?
They did not just play them.
They did. They just played them last week. They just played them in...
Oh, they played... Well, they played them Saturday, January 28th.
Yeah, they just played them this past weekend. Okay. But I don't remember...
No, they played them Saturday, January 28th, not this past weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm still trying to think of who won the last time they played. I think I picked.
Oh, I can tell you.
Utah.
The Utah Jazz beat the Mavericks 108-100.
Right. Okay. So.
Still there, G Money?
Yeah, there's somebody fighting out here.
Do we need to go to a commercial?
No. It seems like they left. It sounded like they were trying to come in the fence, like they were gonna hop the fence. But okay, they've moved on. All right. So Dallas and Utah, I think I'll bet on where are they playing?
They're playing in Utah.
They're playing in Utah. I'm going to take Utah to win. 'Cause Utah won last time. So I'm thinking Utah is going to beat the Dallas Mavericks.
All righty. Game number seven, the Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Portland Trail Blazers in Portland. And they're giving the Trail Blazers 4.5 points.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Milwaukee Bucks for the win. Yeah, Milwaukee's number two in the West, in the Eastern Conference. So I'm going to take them over Portland. Because Portland's, I don't know. I don't even know if they were in the top 10 in the Western Conference. But the Milwaukee Bucks are right under the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference. I remember that. So I'm going to take the Milwaukee Bucks for the win.
All right, Bucks for the win. And game number eight, the Oklahoma City Thunder are playing the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco.
Oh, I'm going to take the Golden State Warriors for the win. What's the point spread? How many points are they giving Oklahoma?
They're giving Oklahoma City 3 points.
Oh, okay. So the sportsbook is thinking that's going to be a close game. All right, well, I'm taking Golden State for the win, so we'll see what happens. All right, well, that's the end of the games for Monday night. So we'll see what happens with my picks tomorrow on Tuesday. And then on Tuesday, we'll go through the top 10 teams in the Eastern Conference. And we'll go through the top 10 teams in the Western Conference. So I'll have an idea of how the teams are standing in the league. So that'll give me another chance to see who's been winning and who's been losing. So we'll see tomorrow what the standing will be. Okay, so I'm 28 and 14 on my pick so far for the first week of my NBA picks. So I guess I can say that's okay. I lost 14 games, though, out of all of those games. So I guess I did okay, considering I had very little to choose from, as we just went through the top 10 teams in each conference. So that's what I was basing my bets on. So, hey, so we have the picks for Monday night that we'll do tomorrow on Tuesday's radio show, and then we'll pick Tuesday's games, Tuesday and Wednesday's games tomorrow night. Actually, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday's games we'll pick tomorrow night. On Thursday, when we come back, we'll go over the winners of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Oh, no, we won't be able to do Thursday. On Thursday. So we'll have to do Thursday on Friday. So we'll do Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll go over the winners of Tuesday and Wednesday on Thursday. And then we'll pick Thursday night on Friday. We'll pick Thursday on Thursday, but we'll go over the winners on Friday, and then on Friday we'll pick Saturday and Sunday, and then we'll do that again on Monday. So that sounds like a deal. Can we do it like that? Because I'm thinking 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we did on Monday, and then Monday night we do on Tuesday. And then Tuesday night, we'll do on Thursday, because Tuesday and Wednesday we'll do on Thursday. And then Thursday we'll do on Friday. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we'll do on Monday. So that's how we'll break it down. Okay? Understand that, DJ?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. I'm trying to get a system together here. And on Tuesday, we'll go over the top 10 teams so we can see if any of the standings change with the win losses of the week before. So we'll see if there's a shift in the positions of the NBA when we go over the top 10 teams in the East and the top 10 teams in the West. We'll do that on Tuesday. So we'll have a better idea of what the standings are. All right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report for today, Monday. What's today's date? Monday, February 8th. Today's February 8th, is it?
Today is March 17th.
No, it's February. It's February.
February 6th.
February. I can't count on you no more. Okay. All right. And you got a calendar in front of you. All right. Well, all right. So, February 6th, though? That's all? I thought it would be the 8th. Okay. The first wasn't on Monday last week. Okay.
Yeah, it didn't really matter what date I said because I knew you wouldn't believe me anyway.
Well, I'm trying to stay consistent, you know. I'm like, wait a minute, I thought it was the 8th. I thought I had figured it out that it was the 8th because I think the first was
G-Money,
on Sunday,
you are
right?
Very consistent. You are very consistent.
Yeah. Okay. That's
you're winning on that front.
Okay. All right. Well, time for us to take another commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots. And the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
Ooh, nothing. Now we've been doing the past two something. I'm beating the stuffing up, not smooth, love it. And you can bet your bottom dollar, if it's fire, you gon' holler back top. So don't act like you don't be bagging that stuff up. It's your girl just love, cause that's what you got back for. Wobble, wobble, I'm infatuated. The girl broke that thing like she making a baby. And I see that we gon' have to go to a quiet corner for just us two. Don't worry about who looking, just keep on doing what you doing. The brother like me gon' get to work before I know the girl. Trick what's happening, let them see, show the world.
Attention all your players and pimps, right now in the place to be.
Shake your ass.
I told y'all dudes before, y'all dudes can't mess with me.
Watch
this. Now this ain't fun, no small booties, no sir, cause that won't pay.
Show me what you're working
but
with.
If you feel you got the biggest one, the mama come shake your ass.
Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with. Woo! Lord, are you working with something?
It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. Hey, DJ. I got an idea for a song.
Oh, okay. Well, let me find a beat.
Ooh, I like that beat. Yeah. It makes me want to dance. Makes me wanna do the funky chicken. It makes me wanna dance. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready to party? Are you ready to get your groove on? Well, right now, D-Money is ready to play his new song. D-Money Shuffle. Now listen to my instructions, and you do the dances that I call out. And do as I say do. Are we ready, everybody, for the party? Let's party, y'all.
Mashed potatoes. The funky chicken.
Watch yourself.
The swim. The backwalk like Michael Jackson. The robot. The robot. The robot. The robot. The robot. The robot.
money, jump ball. Yee money, jump ball.
Stop.
In the middle of the floor. Cut y'all over me. Watch yourself.
Throw the money on the ground. Do the moonwalk.
Lay on the floor and act like you're riding the girl. Watch yourself.
The bird. The mashed potatoes. Step one. Step two. Step one. Step two. Dance from side to side. White people dance. The funky chicken. The worm. The freak.
Watch yourself.
The cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha.
Step right. Step to the left. Doggy style. Watch yourself. Doggy style. Woo, woo. Doggy style.
Clap, step, step. Clap, step, step. Dog. Clap, step, step. Dog.
Get down, brother. Do the double step. Double step, double step. Okay, let's doggy step. March it up, doggy, jump it up. I'm G Money, the pimp camp. And if you didn't know, you know, yee money, jump ball. Big booty girls run the world. Be careful what you're working with.
And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls, so you need to come check me out.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke for you, a story. There was a boy that lived in the neighborhood, and he went next door to his house, and there was a girl living there, and he visited the girl and played with her all day, and he had a good time, and he really enjoyed himself. So when he went home that night, he was sitting at dinner with his dad, and he said, "Dad, I met a girl that lives next door to us, and she was really nice. I really liked her a lot." And his father said, "Don't get excited about her because she's your sister." And he was like, "Oh, okay." So he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went across the street from his house, and he met these girls that lived across the street from him, and he played with them, and he had a great time. He had a good day playing with them. And later on that night, he went to dinner with his dad, and he told his dad he met some girls that lived across the street from him, and they were really nice, and he liked them a lot. And his father said, "Don't get excited about them, because they're your sisters." And he said, "Oh." And he went to bed. He got up the next day, and he went across the street down to the end of the block, the corner house, and there was a girl that lived there, and he played with her all day, and he had a real good time. She was a lot of fun. So
So later on that night, he went home, and he was at dinner with his dad, and he told his dad he met a girl that lives across the street down at the corner, and he had a lot of fun with her. He really liked her a lot. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he was like, what? So he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went around the corner from his house. And on the corner, there was a girl that lived on the corner house, and she was tall and slim, and she had blue eyes, and she wore eyeglasses, and she had long blonde hair. And he was really impressed with her, and he had a good time with her. He played with her all day, and he thought she was really smart. And he said he was going to marry her when he got older. So he went home and told his dad that night when he was having dinner that he had met a girl that lived around the corner from him and the corner house, and he had played with her all day, and he had a good time with her. And he thinks he wants to marry her when she gets older. And his dad said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he said, what? Wait a minute. Every time I meet a girl, you tell me don't get excited about her because she's my sister. How am I supposed to meet a girl and have a girlfriend if every girl I meet is my sister? I don't understand. I'm so confused. I don't know what to think. I just don't know what to think. So he said, Mama. And his mother came in there and said, yeah, baby, what's the problem? He said, every time I meet a girl, I come home and tell Daddy that I met a real nice girl and I liked her a lot. And Daddy said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. He said, how am I supposed to pick a girlfriend if every girl I meet is my sister? I don't understand. I'm so confused. Can you help me, Mama? And his mother said, son, don't worry about what that man says to you. Because, see, he really ain't your daddy. Oh, I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There was a little boy that knelt down by his bed every night before he went to sleep, and he said his prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandmother. And the next day he found out his grandmother died. She had a heart attack. That night he knelt down on his knees and he prayed to the Lord again. He said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my granddaddy. And he woke up in the morning and found out his grandfather died. So he was like, oh, man. So he knelt down to say his prayers the next night. And his mother and his father were in the room. And they were sitting on his bed when he was saying his prayers. And he said, now I lay down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. And then he said, God bless my daddy. And the next day, his daddy was so nervous. Every place he went, he was given the right of way to everybody. He let the cars pass in front of him. He was standing at the corner and he let everybody cross the street before he moved on. He walked to the lunch line and he let everybody go ahead of him to get their lunch. And then when it was time for him to go home, he made sure he let everybody clock out at the job before he walked off. And then he went and got in his car, and he was real careful driving home. He let everybody go in front of him and around him, and he was very cautious. And he got home, and he said, "Oh, honey, I made it." And she said, "You know, that's interesting, because the mailman died this morning." I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, now it's time for a song, DJ Papa D, and let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Wouldn't that be great if aliens came to this planet and they were black? And they got here and they were like, "Yo, we're so happy we found this planet because we left all these black people here. Came to get them. Bring them back home to their home planet. Planet Black Black." But you pronounce it Black Black. They would take a census of all the black people in this region of the world. All the black people over here be like, "Yeah, we want to go back home to the planet Blurg Blurg." Go to Africa and talk to the Africans, and the Africans are like, come on. "We are going to come as well." "Yeah, we are coming with you. We are just..." 2 days later, a ship three times the size of North America shows up. Nothing on TV for 2 weeks straight to black people rolling up transporters with their suitcases partying. "We leaving. Y'all can't come." Then that last black guy. Girls be crying.
"Oh, no, get off of me. DeAndre."
Today in sports, the New York Knicks beat the Boston Celtics 15-13 in an overtime nail-biter. And in tragic sporting news, there will be no NFL.
Be betrayed by Bell.
okay? So I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
Everybody around the world, G Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome,
everybody to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short story or joke to share with you. You know, I was teaching school in Compton, and I started off teaching sixth graders, and the class was self-contained. So I was teaching them all the subjects, and I had black kids and white kids. I had Asian kids. I had Spanish kids, and I had Indian kids. And I had to make sure they could all speak English, or I had to transfer them to a bilingual classroom so they could learn in their own language. So I started off the day by saying, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up, and I said, Michael, did you understand what I said? He said, yeah. He said, if you're dumb as a rat and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself. Oh, smart-ass kids. All right, well, now it's time for me to share a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax. In fact, get something to drink and get something to snack on so that you can enjoy this story that I recorded for your listening pleasure. So, DJ, are we ready to play the story that I recorded for the listening pleasure of our audience? It's a story about some time in my life. It's an interesting story, and I'm sure it'll be entertaining to the audience. Let's listen to the story that I recorded. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I'd like to tell you a story about the second job I got when I graduated from college. I went to work at the Marriott Hotel. And what I was doing was I was looking for a job. And I was looking in the Los Angeles Times newspaper, and they had a listing for a work program. So I called and I signed up for the work program. They were hiring 1,500 jobs for a brand-new hotel that they had built in Torrance, California. It was the Marriott Hotel, and they had job openings in several departments. But the department I was qualified for was to be an accountant for the hotel. So I registered for the accounting department, and I went to the training program. Now, I had a bachelor's degree in business administration, and I had accounting as one of my classes in my degree. So I was well trained in accounting. I also, when I started working in the training program, I went through an accounting training program. So I trained for 3 months with a whole group of people, men and women, that eventually we went to a hiring class at the hotel. And I was hired by a black controller. He was the first black controller for the Marriott Hotel. And I was going to work in the graveyard because I had been used to working graveyard. And he wanted me to work in the daytime with him so he could see how I worked, and he could put me into the controller's training program where I would make like $30,000 a year. Now, this is 1983 at the time that I'm applying for this job. So $30,000 a year was a good income. So I went through the three-month training program, and then I started working at the hotel. And the hotel put me through the hotel's training program. So I learned how to do accounting for the hotel. So I was pretty well versed in working in the accounting department. And we had 8 clerks in the office, and I was the senior accountant. So I was in charge of all of the clerks working in my office. And then I had a boss that was the assistant controller that had come in from out of state. I think he came from Arizona, but he was brand new to the hotel since it was a brand new hotel. And then we had the controller, who's the black controller that hired me. So I was third in control of the accounting department. I went to work at the Marriott Hotel, and I came to work, and my job responsibilities was to handle any problems that they had in the accounting department. Well, as it turned out, I was able to solve every problem so that my assistant controller, who was my boss, didn't have to step in and handle any of the problems. And at the time that I got hired, I didn't realize it. The hotel is a people business. So the hotel hired all of the good-looking people that applied for the job. Everybody that was hired was either very handsome or extremely beautiful. So everybody in my office, all the female clerks in my office were beautiful women. And every time we went to lunch, since I had trained with all of these people, everybody, all the ladies would come to the department, to the accounting department, and they would get me to go to lunch with them. And I went to lunch with all of these beautiful women. Well, everybody was getting me for lunch, but they weren't taking my assistant controller, and this developed a problem. But I was just doing my job. I was doing what I was trained to do, and every time I did what I was trained to do, I thought that was a good thing, that I was avoiding taking the problem to him. But as it turns out, down the line, I was actually stepping on his feet, and I didn't realize that. So all these beautiful women would come into my department and get me when they got ready to go to lunch. And in a hotel, when you go to lunch, you go into the cafeteria, and it's a smorgasbord of food. You have everything. I mean, you have steak, fish, lobster, you have crab. You eat everything and anything that you could possibly want. So I went to the cafeteria, and I ate, and I sat at the table with all of these beautiful women, and I ate lunch. Now, all the women were doing their talking. They were having a general conversation about everything. But I wasn't involved in any of the conversation. I would just be sitting there listening to them as they were talking, because we only had 30 minutes for lunch, and I was eating. I was eating plates and plates of food. I was eating gourmet style. I was eating everything. So I was having a good lunch. And so we go back to the rooms where we worked at. I was in the accounting department, and so all of these women had come to the accounting office to get me, because we had all been in the training program together. So I was really popular, and I did my job. I was the only one in the accounting department, except for my assistant controller and the controller. We didn't wear a uniform. We wore suit and tie to work. And so I would walk around the hotel, and my job was to check the registers of all the different departments and balance them against the cash register sheets, the receipts. So I was balancing the money in the registers against what the receipts on the register would say. So it was my job to go and count all the money and all the registers that were in the hotel. So I went to the front desk, and I counted all the registers at the front desk. I went to the restaurants, and I counted all the registers in the restaurants. I went to the bars, and I counted all the registers in the bars. And I counted all of the registers that were in the restaurant for the room service. I counted all the registers. I counted the money, and I balanced it with the receipts in the register. So that was my job. And I did that every day. I had full loan of the hotel. I didn't have to be in any particular place at any particular time. I had free round to go through the hotel, and I did that. I went from room to room, from office to office, and I balanced all of the registers. And so that was my job. And then if we had a problem, since we were running dummy accounts for if people had registered in the hotel and we came up with a problem balancing their receipts because their room was overpaid or it was underpaid, then we had to figure out what the problem was. And if my accounts receivable clerks couldn't figure out the problem, or the accounts payable clerks couldn't figure out the problems, then they would bring it to me. And if the night auditor had a problem with receipts from the night's receipts, then they would bring me the problem, and I would solve the problem. So we avoided going to my assistant controller. And that was the event that took place every day that I was in the hotel. And it was good because I wore a suit and I had a badge that I wore in my coat pocket that said Marriott Hotel, and it said Accounting Department, and it had my name. And I was the top dog in the accounting department, except for my supervisor, which was the assistant controller, and then the controller.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Gretchen Gilmore.
So
Gretchen. She was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, don't mind.
When I was in sixth grade or so, I was taking swimming lessons. And I had some friends that used to swim in my class. One girl's name was Gretchen. She was beautiful, and she was a real good swimmer. And we would get in the pool, and we'd be racing. And this girl was just outstanding. Gretchen, she was beautiful.
Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
She swam and she floated so good, she could just cruise across the water. She didn't even have to swim hard. And she didn't have to kick her feet hard. She just cruised as we raced across the pool. And we started off learning the different strokes, and we were always racing, but Gretchen always won.
Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine.
And then Gretchen Gilmore was the one who taught me to dance, and we grew up together, even though we went to different high schools. We were close, because her mother and my mother were like best friends forever. So I always saw Gretchen at my house, and we always hung out in the streets, because she took a long time to get married. She was beautiful, so she was picky as hell. Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
So that's all I know about Gretchen. So I'm sure she got married to somebody that's got big money, because she was worth it. She was a big money girl, so she's somewhere making big money, because she was fine as the day is long. And she could dance, and she could swim. She was a very talented girl. I don't know if she could cook, though, but her mama could cook, so I'm hoping maybe she got some cooking. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents...
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season. And it's time to follow G-Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money's sports report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So, follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner
'cause I'ma be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, and I want everybody to be able to pull up the radio show and listen to what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story, and welcome to Monday's radio show. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and get out the air chair, because I got places to go and some people to see, don't you know? So, but before I go, I want to acknowledge all of the fans and the followers of my radio show. We want to acknowledge their birthdays. So we're going to go through and acknowledge the birthdays of everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on February 6th. I think that's today's date, 2023. So DJ Papa D, do you have a list of birthdays from the followers and the fans that follow the radio show so we can acknowledge their birthdays?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, G-Money, let's see if we have some birthdays for today. Looks like we have quite a few. Happy birthday to Michael Green II. Happy birthday to D. Niall Robinson. Happy birthday to Jim McKnight. Happy birthday to Leo Rosebray. Happy birthday to Fernando Plantarte. Happy birthday to Ms. M.B. Happy birthday to Patricia Louie. Happy birthday, Monet Shepherd. Happy birthday to Tamika Haskins Black. Happy birthday to Don Johnson. Happy birthday to Joaquin Berry. Happy birthday, Maria Williams. Happy birthday, Tiffany Stepney. Happy birthday to LaMel Overton. Happy birthday to Samin Paris. And last but not least, happy birthday to Bellet Wordnut, who I'm pretty sure is Andrew Caleb spelled backwards. And that's it. So let's wish a happy birthday to everyone whose birthday is today, February 6th, 2023.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that celebrates their birthday today, February 6th, 2023. All of the Aquarius that are celebrating their birthday this time of the year, I hope you have a great day and you have love and attention for all of your family and your friends.
because today is your special day. And I want to wish you the happiest of birthdays. And I know God is blessing you and giving you grace, graciousness, and glory in your existence on this planet. And Jesus Christ has died for your saved salvation. So it's a good time to be alive. And I want to say, I want to sing you a happy birthday greeting from G-Money. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Oh, my God. You're getting choked up here. Happy birthday to you. And may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow, because that's what we're here for, to enjoy our life on Earth and on this planet. And in the world we live in, may we have good things happening to us on the days of our existence. So, without further ado, I want to say that if you want me to come celebrate with you, just give me a shout-out, and I'll be there in a flash, because it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. That's right. So, I'm G-Money, and I'm wishing you a happy birthday, and may you have a great day today and a better day tomorrow, and may you have many, many, many happy birthdays in your lifetime. All right, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible, it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer, and I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus,
the ones that have the virus or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus. But they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.